Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
A God-sized dream is just a desire for more of what God has for you. So in some ways, the term God-sized isn't about size at all. It doesn't mean big. It means finding what perfectly fits your heart. Mm-hmm. And so you can just say, God, I want to say yes to whatever it is that you have for me today. Will you show me more about that? And help me to live life to the full like you've called me to.
I love that. You know, he's such a personal, intimate God, and he's a big God. And so when you say it fits us, it might be accomplishing something that is completely impossible apart from God, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's really just about living fully awake and getting past your fear and just saying, you know what, I'm not going to let anything hold me back. I'm just going to move into what God has for me.
So good. So how do we get there? So if a person's listening today going, I want to engage, I don't want to miss one thing God has for me, what are some first steps that they can take?
Well, if someone comes to me and says, I'm not really sure I have a God-sized dream, which is really common, then I usually point them to three different areas in their life to look at as a starting place for where there might be a God-sized dream hiding. First of all, what are your strengths? In other words, what are the characteristics that God has placed within you that make you who you are? So you might be encouraging or organized or friendly. Think about what people who love say about you. And then what are your skills? What do you do well that brings you joy and blesses others? So that might be writing or cooking or taking care of kiddos. And then who are you called to serve? Because our strengths and skills are never for us. They're always to build up the body of Christ. So who do you especially feel drawn to serve? So that's your strengths. Who are you? Your skills. What do you do well? And then who are you called to serve? And if you think of those as three overlapping circles, where those three come together is probably where your God-sized dream is going to come from.
That's just beautiful, and it makes it so tangible, Holly. And I know you've explored this before as well, but oftentimes you'll see somebody who just focuses on the skill and the gift, and almost like the rest of the world needs to line up because I'm one of the haves, I'm one of the chosen ones, to the point where the whole family or the marriage or the community suffers to make this one person fulfill this dream. You know, I mean, I think there's sacrifice involved, but you know what I'm saying? When there becomes a self-ambitious thing and a self-realization at the expense of everybody else, then it's out of balance. Maybe speak to that difference between, you know, yes, we're going to sacrifice for each other's dreams, but that's so different than what I'm just describing there.
Absolutely. I think a God-sized dream is ultimately always about service and about what Jesus said is most important, which is loving him, loving each other, and loving ourselves. So it's important to just do a little motive check and say, you know, why do I want this God-sized dream to come true? Is it because there's some unmet need in my heart, like I need some validation or, you know, for people to recognize more what I'm doing? And that, if you find that there, it's totally normal and human. But you just need to say, okay, God, there's an unmet need here that I need to resolve with you first. And so that way, when I do pursue my dream, it really can be about serving others.